What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the main difference between a toxic, narcissistic, possibly narcissistic relationship in a non-narcissistic relationship. I call it the roller coaster ride, y'all, or the hill analogy and things like that. So we all know that typically, not always, y'all, typically is the Greek god of maybe. Not all toxic relationship with narcissists start off super fast, but a lot of them do. Most of them do, because that's what there's terminology for. Idealization phase, the love bombing phase, where things typically move quick. When in a toxic relationship with a possible narcissist or whomever you're dealing with, you start Benjamin Button. Y'all ever seen a movie with Brad Pitt where he aged in reverse? Like, he was born an old man. As he grew older, he got younger. That's how it kind of goes with narcissistic relationships. At the beginning of the relationship dynamic, it's the peak. It's kind of like in a regular non-narcissistic relationship, you started at the bottom of the mountain. With a narcissistic relationship, you start at the top of the mountain. You're at its peak right now. You experience it's like you get airlifted to the top of a mountain. You know what I mean? It's like you get airlifted and airdropped on the top of Love Mountain. Let's keep it meta. It's Love Mountain. A mountain of love. Non-narcissistic, non-toxic relationships typically start at the bottom of Love Mountain. You're at the bottom. Narcissistic relationships start at the top. You're at the summit. You get airdropped here. That's why it's moving so fast. You skip so many stages. You mean, and you're already at the top of the mountain. That's why when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, it goes so fast that, like, you're talking about loving each other so quickly. You're moving in with each other so quickly. You're doing so many things up front so fast, so quickly when you're dealing with this type of personality, when you're dealing with this type of person and things like that. When you're doing this, you're dealing with so many things so fast that it can blow your mind. You know what I mean? You're dealing with all this stuff right now up front. Here you go. You know, it's right in front of your face a lot of times. So if you're dealing with narcissistic people, this is how it goes. I'm just telling you. You start off at the top of the hill, of the top of Love Mountain, and it goes downhill from there. It might be a flat ground for a little while, you know, but it goes downhill from there. Because once the idealization, love bombing phase stops, you start to go downhill. You see what I'm saying? A non-narcissistic relationship, you start at the bottom and you're working your way to the top of the mountain. You're working your way through getting to know each other. You're taking your time. You're setting boundaries. You're falling in love at a reasonable rate of time. You know what I mean? You don't love each other in the first minute of knowing. You don't say it in the first week or two. You know what I mean? Could you? Yeah, possibly. You know what I mean? But you're not saying that. You know, you working your way, y'all working together to get to the top of the mountain of love. Love Mountain. You're working together. You're getting to know each other. You're setting boundaries. You're making plans, but you're not setting plans off. You're not setting plans off way in the future. Y'all been knowing each other for 2 weeks. You're talking about what you're going to be doing together in 10 years. What are we going to live in 10 years when we get our kids? You know, when we have kids, what are we going to live together in 10 years? Huh? You don't even know each other's last names. You know what I mean? You haven't been to each other's houses yet. Toxic narcissistic relationship, top of the mountain. Y'all making these plans right now. You're just not getting to know this person, but you're also making plans for the future. You're future faking. This is where the future faking dynamic comes in there. So you started off at the top of the mountain and then you go downhill. You know, you're still passing relationship mile markers, but it's like it'll never be the same as it was before. You see what I'm saying? If you start at the top of Love Mountain with a narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, you want to get back to the top of the mountain, because once the idealization phase ends and you go down, it goes downhill. You are trying to get back to the top of that mountain. You just are. You're trying to get back to the top, while that narcissist is comfortable going downhill because it's less work. We put all the work in the beginning, and we try to live off the residuals of that initial airdrop to the top of Love Mountain. We try to live off the residuals from the original love bombing phase and things like that. The residuals of all the stuff we used to do for you in the beginning. And you're trying to get that back because you know we have the potential to do that. You see what I'm saying? You know we have the potential to treat you good. You know we have the potential to make you feel good, to make you feel better than anybody else has ever felt. So when we're going downhill, you're trying to push it back up. It's like being there's little carts, you know, little buggies they have in mines. Like, we're riding downhill, and you hop out and try to push it. You're trying to push it back up. You're trying to push it back to the top of the hill because you want to get back to the beginning. You want to get back to how you felt at the beginning. And you might say it sometimes. Hey, can we start this over? Can we go back to the beginning? How you used to treat me? Because you used to treat me a lot better than you treated me right now. So you're trying to push it back up the mountain. But the narcissist is still sitting in the cart, putting their weight down, putting their foot down, and actively pushing against you to get to the bottom of the mountain. Now y'all having kids together really, really quickly. You're going faster downhill because now you have kids in the cart with the narcissist. You're still trying to push it back uphill. I'm holding on for hope. I'm trying to get it back to the top of that mountain. Now you bought a car together. So now there's a car. imagine the car is in the cart with you now. So you're pushing you yourself are trying to get back to the beginning. You're pushing the car, the cart, the babies and the kids and that narcissistic person. You're trying to push them back to the top of the mountain. You see what I'm saying? In a normal relationship, y'all are both outside the cart and you're pushing it together up the hill together. You know what I mean? You're pushing it up the hill together. Hey, let's do this together. Boom. You're putting stuff in the cart, but you're both simultaneously pushing it. So you're working together to get to the top of the mountain. You see what I'm saying? When you're in a non-narcissistic relationship, I'm telling you, the narcissist airdrops you to the top of the mountain together. But you're going downhill now. Fast too. You're going downhill fast. As fast as it moved at the beginning, it's going downhill even faster because you keep adding stuff to it. Instead of getting off the mountain, you start adding stuff to it. Maybe if I add this, maybe if we add this, it'll fix this person. We can get better. So you add something else to it. You're putting more stuff in the cart, which makes it even harder to push up the hill. You know what I mean? So you're still going downhill and the narcissist is pushing against you. And guess what? Guess why? Because at the bottom of the hill, the narcissist is comfortable down there. The toxic person is comfortable at the bottom of Love Mountain because we don't have to do any more work. We put all the work in the beginning. You know what I mean? We put all that work in the beginning and now we don't have to do anything. You are putting the work in. You are putting the effort in. You are putting all of your energy into trying to get back to the beginning of this relationship dynamic. You just are. And it happens all the time. This is not nothing new. This is literally common. It happens in almost every single dynamic relationship dynamic that people are existing in with toxic people. Like I said, but you at the beginning, you're probably bragging to your friends and family. Oh, we already been living together 1 month in. Like, wow, really? And they like, you know, you got in a relationship. Y'all are dating like, you know, siblings. Y'all are dating best friends. You know, you just happen to have the best friend that's a narcissist and the other one is a non-narcissist. So they're taking their time getting up there and you just bragging in their face. Like, we're already engaged in 3 months and y'all just literally clap cheeks for the first time. I'm engaged. Ring. Got the girl, bro. Got the girl. You know what I mean? That dynamic right there. So a lot of people get into these situations where, you know, like I said, that's the main difference. It's fun at first. It's highly addictive starting off at the top of the mountain because you get to skip all the pleasantries and the hard work sometimes because it seems like it's easy because it is easy. You get airdropped to the top. You get airdropped to the love bombing phase, especially if that narcissistic person has resources and you're not accustomed to resources. Like you're dealing with a rich, powerful narcissist. They're going to love bomb the steam off of all of you with money. They're going to throw money at you. You're going to be like, is that a red flag? And they just hit you in the face with a stack of money. Nope, it's green. It's a green flag. Bam, hit you right in the mouth. You mean, that seems like a red flag. You're married, but you're separated. And y'all still live in the same house, but you sleep on, you have a fence in the middle of the bed. So y'all sleep on separate sides of the bed. That sounds red flaggy. Here's some money. They hit you in the face with some money. They hit you in the face. They hit you in the face with a vacation. They hit you in the face with a future fakey. They propose to you or something like that. Oh, is that a red flag? No, it's a green flag. Bap, bap, stack of money. $10K. Bam. $5K. Boop. $500. Boop. If you're not accustomed to it, they use it to love bomb you. Then it's typically, you know, they stop doing that later on in the relationship dynamic. Or they use the same stuff so let's go back to the example. So if you get tired of trying to push this cart back up the mountain and you try to hop out the way, like, I'm tired of trying to get back to the beginning. I'm going to go try to find somebody else that makes me happy. Guess what happens sometimes? That narcissist will hop out the cart and help you push it back to the top. They'll start the love bombing process again. So now it's easy. It's like, oh, I knew we could do it. And y'all pushing back up the hill again. Now y'all pushing back up the hill. And you're like, ooh, yay. I can't wait to get to the top of the mountain. I'm going to get my cheeks clapped. I'm so happy up here. You know, and then once the narcissistic person feels like they have you trapped again or they feel like they're good, they hop back in the cart. They hop back in the cart and start pushing you down the hill again. You know what I mean? So you're like, no, I want my cheeks clapped. And they might clap your cheek. Who knows? They might put the cheeks on you, whoever you're dealing with. You see what I'm saying? So that's the mindset and that's the inner workings of a narcissistic person's mind. Like, so that's the main difference between a toxic narcissistic relationship and a non-narcissistic relationship. To me, that's my descriptive process of how I go about doing it, y'all. I know I just, like, I gave y'all a crazy analogy. I hope y'all were able to stay with me. If you stay with me, I think there, is that wrong there? If you stay with me, just drop a roller coaster emoji in the comment section. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're watching this on the, if you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit the Apple Music, Spotify people. Sorry for, like, I know I missed a couple of days of uploading the podcast. I've been in Austin, Texas. Y'all know we had our last meetup, our last meet and greet in Austin, Texas here this past week. This past weekend, so I got caught up. I didn't open my computer the whole weekend. I was, you know, meeting the whole new creators. Sorry, excuse me. We were meeting creators. I got to meet a lot of, you know, survivors and, you know, thrivers that they said that I've helped them and things like that. It was a great weekend. So if you're interested in that, the next meetup, meet and greet, whatever, you're in the Toronto, Canada area. I didn't realize Buffalo was that close to Toronto. But if you're in the Toronto, Canada area, sign up for the next meetup. The next meetup is going to be more, they're getting better. They're getting more organized and they're getting better. Yeah, I promise you. So the next meetup is November the 19th in Toronto, Canada. Go to NARC Avengers, NARCAvengers.com/Toronto and get registered up for that. 11/19, I think it's an all-day event. So stay tuned, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.